nitpas egois, where let's say a kid only found the shell of a nut. K'moshoy, the way it was, he didn't have to do anything to it. Now he decided with his mind to use this shell to measure off the dirt with it. But even if he actually measured with it, but he didn't do an action to make it into a kli. So therefore, he does not have a machshava. So Rashi says, v'im ben das, if the person would have been a ben das, not a kotten, then choshev aleim to maim it. Would have had machshava to use it the way it is, it would be tameh. Titznan, because that's also Mishnah in Kelim that says, kol ha-kelim yordim l'day tumosim ha-machshava. Anytime you have a kli, even though it's not finished yet, but if you have machshava to use it the way it is right now, so your machshava gives it a shame kli, it would be mekabel tumah. But over here, since they're a kotten, they don't have das, see, they don't have a machshav if they just find the shell, and now they decide to use it, their das is not choshev enough to make it into a kli. So I'll call upon them, we see this Mishnah, that when they do an action to hollow out the pri to make it into a kli, and they tell us they know what they're doing, so both together, a meisa with the machshav, an action with the thought, it helps to make it into a kli, the kabel tumah. But a machshav alone does not help. Sumer says, if so, Omale, he said back to him like this, Machshava gurei dosa loikam iboile. True. If the kotin just takes the korban oila, and he says he has machshava to do with l'shem a korban oila, avada would not be good. That I know this Mishnah, that if he doesn't do an action in Maisa, he just says he has machshava, the machshava alone is not enough. Enechnami, this I would not have a question. But kikom iboile, where do I have my question? Mashavtoi nikeres mitoich maisov. In the case where true he has a machshava, but we see from the actions that he's doing that he really has this machshava. So the question is, when we see it through his action, is that machshava choshava machshava or not? Kagurin, what would be the case like this? Tevekaima oila bedorim. In the case where this korban oila was on the south side of the Azora. The Yasu, now the cotton came in, and he took it from the south side, Bitsofen, and he brought it to the north side of the Azara, the place where you're supposed to make the shchita on the korban, on the oil, on the Kodesh Kedoshim, Vishachato, and the Kotim made a shchita there, on the Tsofen side. So now's my Shalomai, what's the luck in such a case like this? Me, the Asiya Bitsofen, since the Kotim himself took it to the north side, he did a Maisa, is the Chur Vishach, and then he made a shchita, he chavin lo. That should be a proof that it's Nika Mitoich Maisav, that he knows what he's doing. He knows this is a korban oila. He knows the korban oila has to be done on the sofen side. So therefore, he brings it over to the sofen. That like shows us he really has machshava. So this should be a sort to say that yes, we see his machshava in this Maisav, and maybe this is called a good shchitas kochim, and maybe the korban would be kosher. I do, but maybe no. The other svar should be, all right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yes, that was one side to say, maybe the cotton's machshava does help. I do, maybe no. Mokamud leyes ramele. Could be the reason why the cotton brought this korban oila from the south side to the dorms, to the sofin, not because he knows the lochis, not because he has kavona l'shem a korban oila, but just maybe there wasn't place there. Stam, mokamud leyes ramele. He had no other place to do it, so he brought it here. That's the question. In such a case with Nikam Yitzhak Maisov, is that Machshava called a good Machshava or not? Rashi says it means Lefiroyis Einenu, from our eyes, the way we see what he's doing. We do not know 100%. We just see him doing an action, and to us it looks as if he has Kavonah. Even though we're not sure, that's the question. Is such a Machshava considered a Machshava or not? Samara said back, he said back, Honami Omro Rabbi Yechon Chodesh Zimna. This case also Rabbi Yechon already said one time. The Tanan learned like this, a Mishnah Machshirim that says, Hamala Peirois of Lagag. His summer brings up his fruits on top of the roof, he brings it up to the roof. If Naya Knima, he wants to keep it free from the bugs that will go into it, so he brings his peiros upstairs on the roof, it should be clean there. Now the Yora Deleim Tal, and dew comes down over it on it at night, and he had no intentions, he had no das, he did not want the dew to come on it. Therefore, the locker is Einon Bechiyutan. That's not considered Bechiyutan. Therefore, it's not Hukshel Kabbal Tumah. Rashi says, L'nichalei for high tacos. First, it really is not desirable with this ado. For a heavy hechsher, mail is not cold like water went on the pre that you put the water there, that you adas yonicha with it. L'ridl day tumoson. In yigo bem sheret liachas man. Why? The binin ki yutan din mir dechiyutan denichalei. The dash in the posse that usually the halacha is by payers, by food, it's not makabu tumah until first they had a hechsher. It means water went on it. Now, either you put the water on it yourself, or even if the water goes by itself, also it's hechsher, but providing your nichale, you're happy with it. Over here, that you're not happy with it, and you do not put the dew on it, therefore it's not hechsher, it's ein b'chiyutan, even if a sheret touches it later, it does not become tummy. But what's going to be v'niskavinakach? Let's say when you brought it up there, you had intentions that the dew should come down on it. Rashi says, whether bein b'shaslo at the time when you brought it up, it was even later on, but as long as the dew did not dry up yet from the peris, and you have das yonicha with the dew being on the peris, now it's called roi l'kabotum, it's called hukshur. Is areyem b'chiyutan. Now what's going to be though? Let's say though a cherish deaf and dumb or a shaita fool or a kotan that they do not have das. Let's say they bring it up to the roof. So it says clearly, even though they had in mind that we should bring it up on the roof and the dew should wash it off, that they wanted the dew to be on the peiris, still ain't the chiyutan. Still, it's not considered when the dew goes on it as if it was done midas. And therefore, it's not hukshel kabbal tumah that these peris will not become tameh. Why? The Mishnah Gemara says, "Mifnei sheyesh lehem maisa, v'yein lehem machshava." Because true, they have a maisa, but not a machshava. Rashi says, "Shein machshavte machshava." The hechsher, this in the hechsher kabbal tumah, the machshava tonya machshava. V'hai maisa the liyai here, they did a maisa to bring it up. Lav maisu, the b'vnei achmim helam. The fact that Stam the cotton brought it up to the roof, the main purpose why he did it was, it should be free from the insects. That's why he brought it up. Because later he's happy that the dew goes on it. So that's called a machshava alone, and that's the klal, the cotton does not have a machshava. In other words, his machshava is not murdered, it's not called a hechsher l'kabbal tumah. Now on this Mishnah, the Yom Rabbi Yechonon said, "Loishana." When did we learn this? That his machshava is no good. Elish loy hefach ben. Only if the cousin did not turn the fruits upside down on top of the roof. Aval hefach ben. Let's say he turned it upside down. He turned it around. In other words, that the dew should go all over the peris. Then hareza bechayutan. Yes, then it is considered bechayutan. But since it's nika mitoich maisov, what they're doing? That since because of this action of turning it up and down, even though we're not 100% sure, but it looks to us as if they're doing it for the purpose that they want the tau to come on them. Or even Rashi says, the case is li'achas yirat ha'tal aleihem. After the dew came down on the peiris, now they go and take and turn it upside down, that the dew on this side should fall on the other side, that we say is a maisa mechiach, and arash rafa pish le'pirish machshavta, even though they don't tell us clearly what their machshavah is, but hoyu v'nikush adayta l'kach, you see clearly that it is called the good machshava. If it's only nikur, if we just see, we could tell that's what he means, even though we don't know 100%, that's also called the machshava. So what's your shaila? The Gemara says, yes. This is my question. The Eraisa Drabonin, that's that Rabbi Yechonon's mashma, that is maisa, which is machshava, which is nikur mitzvah maisa, is called the machshava. Is that a svar even with the raisa to be samechon even lekula? Rashi says can go boyin liel. Therefore, when he brought a korban ayla from Durham to Tzofin, could we say that the shechita was kosher? I do maybe no. Oy the rabbanon, maybe over here it's only a chumer with the rabbanon. That when the rabbanon were machmo to say if the cotton turned over the peiris upside down when the dew is on it, we see clearly he wants the dew. So therefore, lechumer we say is machshava is called a machshava. That it could be royal kabbal tumah, but maybe only mid rabbanon lechumra, but not mid yiraisa to be mekel. That's my shaila. So on this, that was my shaila. So now the Gemara says, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Masni Yochan. Nachman Yitzchak learned this question like this: that Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba, that boy, Reb Yechon himself had this question. Katan, yesh loy maiso, or yein loy maiso, what's the halacha? Does the katan have an action or not? Is his maiso called a maiso or not? On this, Malay Rami said back to him, what's your question? Piti boy le machshava. What? He only asked the question if he has a maiso, if we see it does an action, if that's good or not. Once he asked a bigger question, is his machshava alone enough? If so, maish, no machshava is loikami boyle. What's the reason why you did not ask the question about a katin's machshava, just his thoughts? Because it's none, you learned the Mishnah just as clearly. Ein lehen machshava, that a katin's machshava alone is not murder, does not help the kabatumo. If so, maisa nami lehti boyle, you should not ask the question about a maisa either. Because the Mishnah also said that none, we learned. Yesh lehen maisa, that they have a maisa. If he has, like before, where they hollow out the teres and chokakam to make a kli out of it, and then they use it to measure where they have a maisa, it's good. So what's Rabbi Yochanan's question? So more says like this: chokakam ibol. This is Rabbi Yochanan's question. This halacha that a maisa they have, the mishnah before, again where they hollow out the teres and they use it to measure a measuring cup, the araisa, is that a svar midi araisa that their maisa helps? It's mamish makabel tumim midi araisa. Maybe without a zoni midi rabbonin, even would they do a maisa gomer and they mamash hollow out the pre to make it fit to be used for a measuring cup, maybe that's only a chumim midi rabbonin, not midi raisa. That was the b'yechon and shayla. Uposhet, he was poshet the shayla, but the locher is, yesh lehen maisa, fiafilu midi raisa, yes, when the cotton does a maisa gomer, like over there, he took the pre and he hollowed it out and then he measured with it. So did a maisa gomer to make it into a kli, even the diraisa there is called a kli, and it would be mekabel tuma. But ein lehem machshava kafilu midrabbanan. But in the case where they did not do any maisa, just the machshava alone, like there where they brought the paris up to the roof and just left it there, even though they're happy with the dew on it, that's nothing. And afilu midrabbanan, it's not hukshel kabel tuma. But machshav toy nikeres mitoch maisa. But in the case where the cotton took the paris up to the roof, and after the dew went on them, he turned it upside down. So that's called the maisa, which is nikar. It's called the machshav, is nikar matech maisa. That's my shaylo. Midi araisa, he was pushed through like this. Then such a case, midi araisa ain loy. Since it's only a machshav, it's not a real maisa, we do not know clearly. Therefore, midi araisa, it's not makabatumah. Even though the cotton turned the paris upside down, we have to be afraid. Maybe midi raisa's machshava is not called a machshava, but midi rabbanan though yesh loy. But midi rabbanan in such a case will be machmo to say yes that these parents are called b'chiyutan. They would be hukshal kabel tumim midi rabbanan. Le'nachnami the kshala before where cotton takes the korban eloh from Durham side and brings it to Tzafon side, the shechita would not be good. Here's the shala midi raisa. Midi raisa we say even though it's machshavta nikeres mitoch maisav, it's lav klum. Does not help. Now, boy, mine Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asked the shalom from Rav Huna. Minayin, how do we know that locha? Minayin lemesasek bekodeshim. Shupotel, whoever does one of the dollar avoiders by kodeshim, that if he's mesasek, he's thinking about something else. So it's posel. Shenemorah, the posel says, v'shochat as ben ha-boker, so we dash and say, shtchito l'shem ben boker. What's Lashem Shochet as Ben HaBokor? Means B'Shah Shchit, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know you're doing a Shchita in a Behema. So Mora says, Omaloi, Zub Yodeinu. This I know, L'chathchila you have to have Kavona L'Shem Shchitas. But L'Akiv Minayin, how do we know to say, if you don't have Kavona, if you're Mesasek, even with the evidence possible. How do I know that? Because by Kachim, you need Shino HaKosav L'Akiv. So Talmud Lemon, the Pesach says, L'ritzoinchem tezbechu. That would actually mean L'daitchem zavuchu. You have to shecht it, L'daitchem. So Rashi says, Shonel v'kosav l'akiv. So Rashi explains what's called Mesasek l'kotchim, the great Mesasek pesakin l'akbiya. You're oisek in picking up a knife, or the zot, you just want to throw the knife. And now you throw it, and it shechts the kotchim. So you're not mitzchazen l'shum shchit at all. Rashi says, "Do avo neskavnu shum shchita b'yalma." But if you know you're doing a ma'aseh shchita, even though you don't have kavanah l'shem kodshim, then avadi is kosher. That's called stam kodshim, stam shchita is kosher. She was Elish Loy. Oh, the Bible was Shum Chayva. She was not Yotso. The Bible was not Yotso Vechayv. Tosis learns a little bit different. Tosis learns Nira the Haim Asakta the Kotchim, Haino the Miskavan Achaticha Simonim. Like he knows he's cutting the Simonim, just learn the Shem Zvicha. He does not have to do with the Shem Zvicha, the Shem Ashchita. So by Chulin, such case will be Kotchim according to everybody. Only by Kotchim will be possible. The kids, how do we know Mesastik is possible? By Kotchim, we have these two Psukim teachers, even Liakiv. And again, we once spoke out, even though there's a Psul Mesastik, Bechol Terakulu, by other places, by Shabbos, by other places, but by Kotchim, by the Avoid, I would have thought to say, think there's no Psul. Because again, these Avoiders are not Avoiders Hodom, they're avoiding the Behemoth. The Mice of the Behemoth has a Shrita, the Mice of the Behemoth has a Zrika. So I would have thought to say the Mesastik is also Kotchim by Kotchim. Therefore, I need a special post to say no, that Mesastik is possible by Kotchim.
Yeah, Mishnah says, Yeshchitas oivik kichovim nevela. If a goy makes a shchita, so it's a nevela. Means it's psula, goy can't make a shchita, and therefore it's a nevela. And therefore, matama b'masa, if a Jew comes and carries the animal, he has tumas masa. Rashi says, a goy makes a shchita, filu kilchosa, even if he does it the right way. And even v'achirim rei noisai, still there's a psul a goy can't make a shchita. And here it doesn't read down the pasuk. The place before in the base and the base, you said the pasuk in the zovachto. That's how we know that a goy shchita is possible. So where's the question? Nevela in isuri hanoloi. Marshal for goy made the shchita own in the nevela. It's like the animal died without a shchita, but that's all. But it's not also b'hano. Meaning to say that we don't say the goy shechted l'shem avoy dezora. If you would have shechted l'shem avoy dezora, then it's like an avoy dezora. Takrubus avoy dezora, that's also b'ano. So our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. So something more says, man tan hu tan about Mishnah, om Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Abba, om Rabbi Yechanan, to like Rabbi Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer, Omar, he says, we'll have a little more later about this, that stam machshev asavik echovim la'avores kechovim. Stam magoy, when he makes a shchita, he always has in mind to do with the Shem Avoy Dezoro. Therefore, his shchita makes it into a takruvas, like this is being brought from Avoy Dezoro, and therefore it's also b'hano. And our Mishnah just Stam says it's nevela, mashm is not being done the Shem Avoy Dezoro. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. Another one says, Rav Ami says, Hochi Ketoni, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Shchitas oivik yichovim nevela. He's not arguing, just saying another halachah, that the Mishnah says the shchitas of a goy is a nevela. Ho demin li'avores kechovim. So you have a person that's a min. A min means he's attached. He's attached to worshipping Avodah Zarah. And a chanami, then we would say stam, that his shchit was done l'shem Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Rashi says, Bemin Avazachovim means Bemin Yisrael, even a Jew. If he's addicted, if he's attached, Avodah Zarah Kamari. And his Shchita attack is worse. His Shchita is worse than a Stam Goy. And his Shchita would make it into an Avodah Zarah. So be Yasabano. That's what I mean, Zalocha. Or Bemin means even a Jew that's attached to Avodah Zarah, it's Avazachovim. And Tanina, bring your proof, Lord of Tanah Rabban, with a price like this. Shchitas Min, Lavrezachovim. Mashu, even if a Jew, but if he's odd, he was attached to Avoy Dezorah, so he say most probably his shchit is being done now, l'shem Avoy Dezorah, so he's bringing it like takrubas Avoy Dezorah, so it's Mamash Yisosu Bano, so shchit es min b'shalav Ezechovim, pitoi pas kusi, the pas of this min, his bread, is also like the pas of a kusi, and Rashi brings down, that the Seder's Rem Shninu Amhoi Rebeleza, pas kusi kibose chazir, same thing like man eating pig meat. So he also brings this down. Pirkei Rabbeleza, Bottom Tosafot says, Pirkei Rabbeleza Yesh, Tiyezuz Uzubovel, Ben Shadid, Ben Yeshua, Ben Yitzadik, Nidu Oysen, B'Sholosh Meyas Kahanim, B'Sholosh Meyas Tinoikus, Sholosh Meyas Sifrei Torah, V'Yotoykin, V'Alavi, M'Sherim, U'Mesem, they ended off there, Mikan Omru, that Kol Oycho Pas Kusi, Kilo Oycho Bose Chazir. See, also, even a Jew, if he's Odik and Avoy Dezorah, he has a locha like he's like a paskusi. And it's also tea is bread. And also yeinam yain esach. The Jew is worship of a zorah. He has locha like a goy that his wine becomes yain esach. And svarav, if you write the sefer Torah, Difrei Kos Kusmin. It's like written by Kishuf that you're supposed to burn them. Like Rashi also brings down more Masech to Gittin that say for Torah Shekosu Min Yisar if you're supposed to burn it. And Peros of Tfolin. If they have that Peros, though the Peros of Tevel, meaning to say Lamaisa they're a Jew, like these are one of the Chumris, but not Lakula. So if they have fruit, so if they have Peros, about the Peros of Tevel, you have to be Choshe, didn't take up Chumris and Maisa from them. Some say, Avabonov Mamzer, who are then the children of Mamzerim?